UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Blankenbaker had to take those shots. Oh, SEC Network on your first game. It's like, bro, your second game, no one can find it. It's not even, it's on the internet. It's not on TV. I could turn my TV on to channel 517. Thank you, Spectrum. And I can watch a football game on a big screen TV. Beautiful.
Without
no
having,
delay.
Without having to do all sorts of hooking cords up.
Don't have to worry about Wi-Fi.
You don't need a smart TV.
I don't need a smart TV to do it. I just turn to pop that bad boy in on, open my beer. I'm watching football.
And James Strebel.
Buddy, the laptop's battery's down. What do I do? Got to plug it in? We got to watch it? Yeah, I don't want to hear about Wolf Fans anymore. You're on the SEC Network. ACC X plus Z. Whatever the hell that is. Back off. Let's get out of here. Chattanooga's going to be on TV.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I don't think Chattanooga was on TV.
It was internet only.
Or there was one that wasn't on TV.
It was only one.
Yep.
Yeah, it was Chattanooga.
The only one that wasn't on.
He does that rant and literally 12 hours later.
Yeah. It really was perfect.
It was SEC Network Plus.
Yep.
Oh, goodness. Blank calls it fertilizer, and sometimes he's right.
Because you fertilize. Because Miracle Grow.
Yeah, Miracle Grow.
I crap on something, and it grows.
Yes, exactly right. Hey, a big thank you to George and Company at Bear Nose by the Bridge for bringing by some lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios today. Yep. Bear Nose, they got you covered for all the big games and races this weekend. Carry out, delivery, dine in, they got you covered. 14 area locations in Metro Louisville and Southern Indiana. Yeah, it's that good. It's Bear Nose Pizza. What was I going to bring up to you? I forget what I was even going to bring up to you.
Oh, yeah, it was the IU, U of L, Western Kentucky, Bellarmine.
Well, no, that wasn't it. It had something to do with Bear Nose, and I can't remember what it was.
Oh.
You guys tore that pizza apart, Jack, when that arrived. That Bear Nose today.
Doesn't last long.
Oh, yeah, a little Jack, but, I mean, Rummage was right there.
Oh, he's sniffing around.
Jason, the new guy.
Tyler Griever showed up 3 hours early.
Tyler Griever was there, like 11:30.
Oh, you guys have Bear Nose today?
Yeah,
really?
So I asked him, what are you doing here this early? He's like, well, I know there's pizza on Fridays, and I never get here in time for it.
Phil Baker, it was... You guys, Nick Valvano,
Bob,
y'all crushed that. No, I mean, Bob probably didn't even have time. I don't think Maben even went and got some. Animals.
You didn't save a slice for Maben?
Why? He may not have wanted
it. I don't know. Usually if there's pizza,
Much a snooze or lose type situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you don't get to the Bear Nose.
I remember when Bobby was here. He would get incredibly annoyed and mad and angry if there wasn't any pepperoni pizza left.
That goes first.
Oh, yeah. He would throw a fit. It's where we literally would have to go up and tell him that the pizza was there when he was running Issel and Brett.
Get in there, Bobby, before the animals get the pepperoni.
Me and Locke used to do that occasionally.
What, get up and leave?
We used to take a break right when food arrived.
Oh, it's a smart way to do it.
Yeah, it really is a great way to do it.
Yeah. Too bad he didn't do that with the papadillas.
Yes, it's too bad he didn't do that with the papadillas.
What a great day that was.
By the way,
that was an awesome day.
By the way, and I don't know if you know where it's at, but Entz showed up yesterday and found.
Oh yes, I can pull that
the Brian Hall sound
as soon as we go off the air.
Let's do that at like 4:30. How does that sound?
Sounds
Jack?
Good. Yeah.
How does that sound? Because goodness, I want to tease that a little bit.
Yep.
Now something that Strebel did not tell us. He told us during the break. He got to bring this to the air.
Oh, now we can. Yeah.
And well, I'm in love with this because other This is something relatable. It makes you relatable.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Be honest. The first hour, you're not relatable.
Right, no,
you're
I
being an assassin.
I was. As being mean and ugly.
Mean and ugly. Yeah. And there's people that like that, and then there's other people that call you like a douche lord because
yes,
of those
yeah.
sorts of things.
Piggy boy and stuff like that. Yes.
Yeah, fat boy.
Big and, fat man.
Yeah, yeah. and all those things.
Porky.
Porky. Porky. Yeah. It's this. Kellen.
Yes.
Your UK fan son.
Yes.
Stayed up late last night to watch a little NBA draft.
We were watching it together.
And
yes.
he was unhappy, to say the least,
yeah.
at the drop that Ty Washington had. So what happened?
So we're sitting there watching, and he was, you know, he's locked in. Because he follows the NBA. Like, he really does. He plays the video game. He watches games. He likes the NBA. So he's locked into all these players and teams and everything. And he's following along. And he's like, why is this team taking this guy? They need a guard, blah, blah, blah. And he sees Jay Billis's best available.
Best available.
And Ty's in the top five forever.
For an hour and a half.
And he was number one for a long time. It was like best available. And so, like, Christian Brown's getting drafted. This Laveria kid's getting drafted.
Did he notice Robbie's Christian Brown's mom?
No, he didn't care. He was
that's disappointing.
At that point, he was too mad about Ty dropping. And he's sitting there, he's going, Dad, he's right there. He's right there. He's like, Ty's right there. What's wrong with them? Who's Robbie?
Yes.
He's like, no one cares about Colorado State. Like, he was getting mad. And I was like, you got to settle.
Who's Robbie?
I was like, you got to settle down, Kellen. I was like,
now,
you
this is what you created.
This. I know.
This is who you're telling. You're telling him to settle
not
down.
Not to be me.
You ranted about what last hour?
Oh, everything.
DJ Wagner. Kenny Payne.
Steve Clarkson.
Ruben Owens.
Duke and Shire.
I mean, you had like seven rants in the first 55 minutes of the show.
I was, but I'm trying to say, well, I'm trying to get him his expectations to like, I want him to be like, son, Kentucky's changed.
Oh, boy.
Like, you can't. I didn't say that to him.
He never saw the good years.
Oh, no.
Because 2015, he was like 4 years old.
He was born in 2011.
Oh, no. He was like, okay, yeah. He was like 2 or 3 years
when
old.
They won
yeah.
the title.
Oh, boy.
He was an
He
infant.
Doesn't know winning.
He doesn't, not to that degree.
Well, I mean, they haven't won anything. Come on, let's be honest.
He remembers the 38-1 team. Because he liked Willie Cauley-Stein when he was younger. For some reason, he loved Willie Cauley-Stein.
Really?
Was he
10?
Yeah, he's 10. But no,
that was 2015? That was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember
he
that.
He does, yes. He loved Willie
Cauley-Stein.
But
he was 3 years old.
He does. I'm telling you, he does. He loved.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it was like his first like favorite player was Willie Cauley-Stein. And he still remembers Willie Cauley-Stein.
Jack, do you know Willie? If I said, do you Willie Cauley-Stein man?
Willie Cauley-Stein man.
It was a song.
Go ahead and look it up.
Look it up, Jack.
It's a KSR thing.
Yeah.
Is it something I can play over the air?
Nah, we won't play it over the air.
We won't play over the air.
I don't know. No, it's just.
It doesn't curse or anything.
It's just sad.
It's
BBN. It's
just BBN. It's to the nth degree. So I had to consult Kellen a little bit.
I gotta look it up here a little bit.
It was funny. So when Ty was finally drafted to the Rockets, he was very excited. Then he was breaking down how Ty could fit in with that team and what he can do and so on and so forth. But he didn't. You know what else he asked me, Andy?
Oh, boy.
This will warm your heart. And it wasn't like he didn't hear me say any of this. I know of.
Okay. Yeah, but he's on all these message boards and everything else.
So he's probably where he got it. But when Shaedon Sharpe was drafted, he looked at me and said, why is Kentucky up there? He didn't play. And I swear to God, I didn't talk about it with him. But it was an honest, sincere question for him. He didn't play any. They should have put his high school.
You know what's funny about that?
He did. I've got honest truth.
Well, you know
that.
What's funny about that? I had heard, and I believe this.
Yeah.
Okay, from this individual, but I also just believe this.
Okay.
That Kentucky fans had, you know, people do this, and it's a blind spot for us in radio because radio is not TV. Let me give you a great for instance. Mm-hmm. All this is going to make sense. John Bowl, you know, he'll come on with Drew, and TV
right.
people have always told me this, that. You know, like female anchors will get emails and voicemails, and they'll get all sorts of hate mail about what they'll wear on television.
I mean, we
get called bums, but it's like, I don't know. I feel like our stuff is in a lot of ways good natured.
It's a give and take.
Yeah, it's a give and take, and yes. It's also what the format is for.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. It just TV takes a beating over the head in a lot of ways.
I can see that, especially like women on TV. I could totally see that.
And so there's people that call television stations to complain about their show not being on,
right,
or something that an anchor's wearing or not wearing or something.
Or like last fall with the Kentucky station type thing.
Oh yeah.
Where that team where she got crushed.
Yeah, and it's one of those things to where we don't deal with that. Okay.
Yeah, that's
here.
A good point. Yeah, we don't.
On radio. That Kentucky fans had contacted ESPN not to say he's a Kentucky player.
Really?
Like ESPN was like, yeah. Like
really?
They had written emails
it was
something that was discussed.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Here's the problem with that, and this is me parenting. If you make that not Kentucky, it's the reason Cal tweeted about it, okay?
Yeah.
It just creates more of a, you're being a hater. I actually think here recently, Kentucky has done a pretty good job of congratulating Shaedon Sharpe, but making it vanilla, okay?
Yeah.
What I believe happened, I don't know this for certain, I believe Cal was going to that damn game.
Yeah.
Ty doesn't get invited, okay?
Right,
Cal wasn't going to go. This is a guess, okay?
Yeah, okay.
With a little bit of education behind it, okay? But not full education to where
so,
I'm like, put this out there that it's absolutely true.
Okay.
Okay? Ty was going to go. It was not.
So was the not timeline gonna, is he's not going.
He's not going.
Cal's not going.
Cal's going. Yeah, Cal's going to the game, not Shaedon Sharpe.
Right.
Not
going to
go hang out with Shaedon Sharpe. Ty gets the invite, the pity invite,
right,
if you will.
He was
back and forth whether he goes. He takes the invite. Now Calipari. But listen, hey, y'all could bust Cal for not going, by the way. I know you don't care.
Yeah.
But you could. He's been there all the time. He was in New York at a Yankees game.
He was in the city.
Ty was going to be a first rounder, and Ty, you know, ended up going in the first round. And I think, to me, it shows that Cal didn't want anything to do with Shaedon Sharpe.
Nothing.
Last night was as big of a bleep you publicly that Cal could have done.
Right.
Because everything else has been, we're going to cover our ass.
Right.
CYA on, here's a tweet, here's sending out the press release, here's the things they would do. They're not pumping Shaedon Sharpe up, okay?
No.
Like they normally would the number 7 pick in the NBA draft.
Right.
But they're also not ignoring him and creating a story.
He's all over UK social media.
Kentucky has not created a story until last night. Until Calipari
last night. That was the first time.
Night.
No, that's it. No, you're exactly right. Now, he's been as much of, more so than an adult, than everybody in Shaedon Sharpe's camp up until that point. I mean, I think some people are knocking him for being petulant and petty.
If that's the
about
case.
This, if that is the case, I can see where people are looking at it as like a petulant, petty move to not go to the draft and not support Shaedon Sharpe. But again, on the same note, you know, we now are kind of getting more information about how it all went down.
Oh, come on, these two didn't love each other.
They did not.
Again,
no.
They've tried to play it that way. Cal, in my estimation, has bit his tongue.
Enough.
Well, I mean.
And this was his chance to not bite it anymore without saying a word.
That's how I read it. Just because he was in New York, I don't know if he was like committed to this game or committed to the game when Ty wasn't invited. To me,
right,
the one thing I feel comfortable saying is that John Calipari was not going to be smooching up on Shaedon Sharpe.
I was right about that.
And his family.
Yes.
And if Ty had not been invited to the green room, that Cal was not going to go just for Shaedon Sharpe.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Everything else is a bunch of guessing.
Yeah, here's the other question.
I personally don't care, but if you're a Kentucky fan, it's like, yo, you've been there for these guys.
The only
okay?
time he missed was
working the phones for Scal. Okay,
oh yeah,
we got half the player of Ty Washington. I could understand if you had that conversation. The other thing is maybe Cal and Kentucky were getting feedback that Ty Washington wasn't going in the first round.
Well, that and
I mean, let's be honest.
Here's the other question: did Cal find out before, or when did he find out Jay Lucas was going to be there with Ty? Because that's another.
Oh,
wrinkle.
You say he's scared?
A little
Not scared.
Saying he's scared, but I don't think they left on good terms either.
Yeah,
I don't think
one of those.
Love
they would
lost.
They would shake hands and they would do the fake hug. That's what these guys, that's what these egomaniacs do. They put on a fake face in front of us. Cal doesn't tell us anything that's real, I feel like.
I think with the combination of Shaden
Sharp.
Oh, he don't
give a damn about. He wouldn't change his travel plans for Jay
Lucas. No, not for Jay, but no. I think it's
maybe
the combination
for Shire.
Of.
He's scared of Shire.
No, he's not scared. I think it's a combination of Shaden Sharp. He did not want to be anywhere around Shaden Sharp. And if Ty's saying, hey, I'm going to invite my guy Jay Lucas as well because he coached the guards and I have a good relationship with him. And Cal's like, Jay Lucas is set for like my mortal enemy right now. I don't want a damn thing to do with Jay. I don't want to be around Jay Lucas. I didn't fire you.
I don't see that
you
at all.
You left to go to Duke on your own terms.
I don't see that at
and
all.
Okay, that's how I see it. I don't think he wants anything to do with Jay Lucas.
You're saying Cal's bending the knee to Lucas.
No, he's not bending the knee. He's saying bleep you to Jay Lucas.
Let me
like,
ask,
I don't want to be around
ask,
you, dude.
Let me ask
you
this.
You want to go to Shire, you stay with Shire.
Let me ask you
this. I don't
want
to be around you.
You're dating a girl.
Mm-hmm.
You break up.
Yeah.
She's got a new boyfriend. You still like her. You know, you find out that she's going to be at the same party with this guy. You don't go to the party. It's affected your life. That's what you're saying John Calipari did. And if that's the case, y'all got issues.
Why is that the case?
To me, I guess what's most interesting is Cal last night ended his relationship with Shaden Sharp.
Yes.
And didn't show up. And he's played it by the book the entire time.
He has.
He has said the things that have not ignited any truth or given us too much of a glimpse behind the scenes.
No controversy on his side of it.
He's been pro player, been pro family, been all of this publicly, even though, of course, it's BS.
We don't believe it,
But he let the private part, boy, I gotta watch out. You like that?
Yeah.
I mean, to a certain extent, all he had to do last night was the end of the Kentucky, John Calipari, and Shaden Sharp relationship.
It was over.
Okay?
It's a break now.
And Cal didn't show up for that. He's played it by the book, and this whole time, He hasn't been the reason that you've wondered.
No.
And last night, on the very last day, on the very last few moments, Strebel, that he had to play the Shaden Sharp game, he didn't.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
He didn't.
I think that's the main reason. But it just in the back of my mind, I was like, how much did Jay Lucas being there with Ty, or did Ty call Jay Lucas like, hey, Cal ain't going to be here. You mind sitting with me? He like wanted a representative from Kentucky in some capacity sitting with him. That's why I found it interesting. Like,
Why didn't Antigua go? Why didn't anyone else go? Why didn't Antigua go? What about Jim Coleman?
He's in the hammock. Tim Coleman's on the
Jack,
Peloton.
Jack, what do you think, big guy?
I mean,
what do you think
he's on
of
the
all
Peloton.
This? He is. He might be on the
he's
Peloton.
He's sweating. Talk about many champions.
Yeah, he's on the beach right now.
Many.
Now, I mean, I sit there, and I think Cal just didn't want anything more to do with it. And it kind of showed the true color some last night. I mean,
100%.
Why would you go through all the BS that Cal's gone through of trying to save face for 3, 4, 5, 6 months? And then just not show up at the end. Like we even talked about, you know, when Perrin was in last week, when Andy was off, he was
grinning Barrett.
He was like
Grin
he's absolutely going to be there because it's a recruiting pitch, and that's what Cal always does.
Right.
Until this time. And that's very odd and very different and just very un-Cal-like based off of everything else we've
Because here's the thing. You guys watch that, okay? At times they were struggling for content, let's be honest.
They were, yeah.
Okay, that show started to drag. Cal gets 5 minutes up there, Jack. Cal gets 5 minutes up there with Kendrick Perkins or whomever. He gets 5 minutes up there. He gets his mug around Shaden Sharp.
He loves the camera.
Even if you get a dap with Shaden Sharp, he gets to do a little interview on what Shaden Sharp looked like on practice. He gets to do 5 minutes. He gets his moment, even though it's damn near midnight with Ty Washington.
What's Ty look like when he's not injured? He can tell that story. Like, he's phenomenal for our team when he wasn't hurt.
He gets 5 minutes on ESPN.
Yeah, they put him
he turned down all of that.
If they put him on when he's in the mid-20s, like, how in the world has Ty not been Big Ten. My God, he's incredible.
And Andy said earlier, when it was Cal sitting there and Cal using Cal in the background on the phone. You know, you see him that he's on his phone. He's talking to Vlade Divac.
I mean, and we missed out on last night. Let's just be honest. Cal and Shire, a little FaceTime between Cal and Shire.
That would be great. I would have loved that.
I mean, it would have been.
It would have been magical.
Kellen would not have liked that.
No, he would
Does
not
he
have
hate
liked
Shire
it.
Shire like you?
No, of course he hates everything Duke. Yes.
I love
Secured.
How.
Absolutely.
Jack, do you love how Striple goes, you didn't hear it from me?
And then he goes, he
really didn't hear any sharp stuff from me.
But he's heard
the Duke stuff. Okay. Oh, yeah, he heard the Shire stuff.
Who does Kellen hate more, Duke or Louisville?
Probably Louisville because he has more Louisville fan buddies.
Oh, all his buddies are Louisville fans.
Yeah, so he likes to argue with them. Not all of them.
It's pretty split.
It's pretty split between them.
Ethan Moore that.
Two of his best friends.
Well, it's Southern Indiana, so it doesn't count.
Right. No. I mean, he has friends in Louisville. Two of his best friends are Louisville fans.
Oh, boy.
So he's always going at it with them. They're always back and forth arguing about it. And so, yes. So, yeah, no.
You know, that's great. And it's great for us. It's really sad.
Well, I did the same thing when I was a kid.
I know you did.
We all do the same thing.
I'm with you. I know.
We all do the same thing.
But it's just there's a sense that because the stuff that I see daily for this job, like when I was off for a week,
yeah,
and I was still on Twitter, obviously.
Sure.
But I wasn't on there nearly as much, so I still got a good gist of what was going on and a bunch of fun stuff, but I didn't see everything.
Yeah.
And it made me happy.
Oh, sure.
I feel like, you know, now that I'm back, it's hell on earth. You know, I'm seeing everything again.
Again, your eyes are opened again. Yeah.
Kellen's close to where he's going to be seeing everything.
Yeah.
And he's like 9, 10 years old. And
yeah.
He's
10.
That's, yeah.
It's
and
coming.
He's just, it's going to be like that the rest of his
life.
He's okay? Do you understand?
No,
and it's
I
just
understand.
Making, because it makes me sad now.
Yeah.
That I'm kind of projecting that to
he's
his
gonna
youth.
He's going to be in the mud. He's going to be in the muck. He's going to be arguing. There'll probably be some fist fights down the line and some hurt feelings. And, you know, all those things are going to happen. It's just the cycle of life when you live in this area and you pick one or the other. Sorry, Jack. No one cares about IU here. You pick one or the other, you know you're going to have to battle.
How dare you? They're in the main game.
They are
the
main
event
game.
Of the Big Ten ACC Challenge.
They absolutely
the marquee.
Are.
They're the
marquee game. It's IU, who's picked to win the Big Ten, and North Carolina, who's picked to win the ACC.
Texas says, you guys know Cal has to answer to BBN if he hugs up on Sharp. Agreed. He doesn't have to hug up on Sharp, though.
He doesn't have to hug
him. He can be there and not do that, and I would say by not being there, he made a bigger statement than anything he would say if he were there, if he went to the draft.
Like, all you do is stand and clap. And maybe, like you said, maybe
dap him up, say hello to the parents,
right?
Disappear.
Doesn't have to hug and kiss and maybe go on TV for a minute or whatever. But no, it definitely was, and I wonder how much he was hearing behind the scenes, how much Shaedon Sharpe was trashing Kentucky. Through the process.
Because
he trashed Kentucky.
It is clear. This is one of those relationships that is just it's over, it's ending. If Shaedon goes on, and obviously now with Portland, do they, and you know, there'll be media days coming up in October or whatever it is. Will they do anything? I mean, every player that's been through there who's touched an NBA basketball is up on that damn wall.
Well, that's my next question. Is Shaedon Sharpe going to be on the wall?
Well, I think that will be another actions speak louder than words, like you saw last night, what they do there. My guess would be no.
My guess would be no. Yeah, I think he does. If Cal's not going to the – they'll put Ty up there. I'm with you.
Absolutely. Ty was a nice player for them.
He was. They put Iniskanter on the wall. He didn't play. But it was, again, different circumstances. But he was drafted as a lottery pick, and they put him on the wall. So, yeah, if Shaedon Sharpe's on that wall, that's going to tell you everything.
Texas says, Jack knows this. SpongeBob is like porn. You don't tell everyone you watch it.
Correct.
I feel like Jack's the opposite. I feel like he tells
everybody
that he's
watches
watching
it. He has Patrick on his laptop.
Texas says, not everybody. I'm old enough that as a UK fan, it was me versus a somewhat relevant IU fan base. No, it is the – when Patino had it going, and I saw it firsthand, some of those IU people migrated to Louisville.
Oh yeah. Andy Reid, I remember there were billboards all over southern Indiana, like Louisville billboards all over southern Indiana.
There was the one right on I-65 with the cardinal bird.
There was something specific about, like, Southern Indiana's team or something like that. Yeah, they did. They tried to take over this entire
area, and it worked for a while.
It wasn't. No, you're right. It was the Jurich effect. I remember distinctly when I first moved over here, the lack of IU fans.
I used to battle IU fans
about being Louisville fans.
Oh no, I mean, yeah, well, that. But I just remember IU fans battling everybody too.
Oh sure.
When I moved here,
but there was a time when that wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Where they were just like, oh, I remember going to like stores and seeing just as much Louisville gear as IU gear, and being like, huh? Like, what is this? And, of course, there wasn't any Kentucky gear hardly at all, but I expected
Texas
that.
Texas says, what would sink Jack faster with the women, bringing up SpongeBob or IU basketball?
IU basketball.
IU basketball. Easily.
I disagree with you guys.
I think it would
be IU basketball.
I think it's a generational.
I disagree with you guys. I think it's a generational thing. I know several young ladies that like a little IU basketball. Go down to a little Cluckers and Jeff. Throw a little hoops on 10th Street and Jeff.
There's a much higher chance of if I went up to a woman and made some type of SpongeBob joke that they would find that funny than if I went up to a woman and said, how about Trace Jackson Davis?
I agree with Jack and Mike on this Woodson. One. I do.
I disagree.
I mean, no. I'm sorry, there's no woman that wants to discuss Mike Woodson.
Yeah, no. There's just not.
Like,
yeah.
There's no 25-year-old woman out there that's not living in Bloomington.
Yeah, I just
that wants to talk Mike Woodson.
I just go to Gerstle's and just start saying L.E.O. to everyone and hope someone
gets
it.
I'm saying that. No, hang on. Here's the way that I view it.
Okay.
437-9680. Here's the way I view it. That you're having a conversation.
Right.
And, you know, one of... You know, we start talking about your interests, her interests.
Sure.
That when you're listing interests, IU basketball, I would lead with that before SpongeBob. I'm not saying
I'm not saying you walk up and start talking about Josh Newton,
okay?
Because I would try to connect it to work. Is what I would.
Sure,
what
that
would
be fine.
I mean, that was one of the things that, you know, when my wife and I started to date, you know, during the dating process, she found out quickly that I was a UK fan and not like a normal, like,
yeah, you're wearing all UK stuff.
Yeah, not like I just like watching the games. Like, I was like obsessed with it. And she had to, she had to make a decision at some point, like, he's
am
crazy.
Am I okay with this?
Yeah. Then she learned about the blogging, and then she, you know, learned other things.
How long did she know?
How long did it take her?
Oh, she knows all of it.
But how long did it take her to learn about the blogging?
I was pretty upfront with it at the beginning.
Like, she knows that you created fake email addresses over and over to harass Mike Rutherford on CardChronicle.com.
Yeah,
she knows about that.
Oh, yeah. I used to battle on Facebook and with friends of mine and stuff, and she'd be like, why are you doing that? She's like, it's a waste of time. I was like, I know it is.
And no, she's you
like,
don't.
She's like, okay. I was like, but they said this, and they're wrong. And she'd just roll her eyes, and she'd go on her way.
Wow.
One of the first, you know.
Wow.
The first
I love
time
that.
She ever really saw me, like, sad.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
First, like, when she
this would have been 10 years ago.
This would have been before marriage. We were engaged.
Okay.
Is this what caused the pause?
This is, no, no, no.
No,
this
well,
is, no, no, no.
Good
this
question,
is not,
though.
No. We were, it was the Elite Eight game against West Virginia.
Oh, I knew
with John Wall.
Yeah. I knew it.
I went over to my friend Kurt's house, and his fiance was there as well. I brought my wife. The fiance at the time, we're gonna do little couples, eat some pizza, watch some basketball, watch some tournament.
Okay, I got a problem with this.
I had my refuse to lose UK t-shirt on.
Not the UK 2K. Well, that's why they lost, people.
It was the tournament shirt was refuse to lose.
Oh, okay.
So I had to buy the tournament shirt at the time.
Oh, no.
Buy the tournament shirt, and they lost, and Joe Mazzulla was banging those threes, and she saw me despondent for the first time.
Joe Mazzulla, what a guy.
Here's that should be the name of the hour. Yes. Joe Mazzulla,
what a guy. Yeah.
Here's the problem with that. And there's things like this that bother me. Why are you watching that game at a double date? I mean, no, that's a game.
Because he was a diehard UK fan,
okay, but
too.
That's you and him.
That's putting the girlfriends through misery.
Yeah, that's they take a back seat This is men needing to, you two men needing to watch that game.
We did.
Together.
Yeah.
Okay? And not no despondent, no interference, no bad luck. That's bad luck.
That's
what
not
you
bad
did.
Luck.
Did you watch all those games with that setup? That's bad luck.
No,
that's bad
luck. I can counter
you're
that.
To blame.
I'll counter
you're
that.
To blame.
You know how I'll counter
well,
that?
Go ahead and counter
it. Elite Eight game
yeah.
where Brandon Knight busted UNC's ass.
Same thing.
Another couples date, and we won. How about that?
Okay. Okay.
It was at my house this time.
Well, then that's the difference. Then, you need to be at your house both
times. And then we won.
This was a new couples date, though, right? Like,
people know each other.
Did these women know each other?
Oh, yeah. These are close friends of
okay.
ours. Yeah,
okay.
No, this wasn't like the first time she'd met these people.
Okay.
Like, it was like she's known these. I mean, she went to their wedding. Like, she was my date to their wedding.
Texas says Strebel was arguing on Facebook till the battle is won.
I was. Yeah, Facebook was the battleground.
What a sad statement that is.
It was sad. Look, I have good friends that I still talk to. That like he texted me the other day, a good friend of mine, U of L fan, I used to argue with him on Facebook. He's like, it's switched where we used to make fun of you all celebrating football recruiting. And when we had actual results, now you all have actual results. And we're celebrating recruiting.
Yeah.
He's like, I just can't believe how it's flipped.
It's nice to see that somebody has self-awareness.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
Because I know a lot of people right now that don't.
Yeah, he texted me that, because he listened to the show. And he texted me that the other day. He's like, man, we used to bust your ass about being excited about, oh, God, who was the Trinity player that decommitted
I thought you were just going to go straight to Jason Hatcher.
Yeah. We were so excited about Jason Hatcher. Like, he didn't even care about Louisville. He's like, man, we got Chuck Strong. Shut up. And now it's completely flipped. They're like, we get Ruben Owens. I'm like, we win 10 games. Shut up.
Not this year, though.
We'll see.
Texas says, any pineapples around Strebel's double date?
No. Hard no.
Maybe not the word you should have used.
You
could have used any other word.
That was a lie.
Texter says, jinx daddy.
No, I didn't jinx him because, again, same scenario.
Double day for
they
Elite
won.
Eight.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Like,
two years in a row.
Like, there was, God, we were out somewhere, and these soccer dudes wanted, like,
Ents?
the it was not Ents. These soccer dudes, not named Jason Ents, wanted oh what is it the Champions League final was on
and they were on the big screen.
At like kind of like a random place
that
like wouldn't for sure be playing that and I'm like why did you guys go here you could go to a number of other places
there's actual soccer bars
bars all over Louisville
or
you could go to your buddy's house and slug beers there.
You don't even need to go to a bar.
Yeah, it's like these people with the Super Bowl, like, no, I'm like the Giants are on, I'm hunkering down, even though obviously they'll never be back, you know, until I'm much older. But
you're at home watching it.
Yeah.
Now, there was a time where I preferred to watch the games at bars and places like that, but that time has passed.
But not that
not
game.
Not that especially,
that is
yeah.
Elite Eight.
No, you're right, yeah.
Nut cutting, you're going to the Final Four.
Right.
It's first year of Calipari. I mean, that's like the game.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be the heartbreaking game.
The heartbreaking.
Knew they were going to lose.
Yeah.
Just knew that.
I did not. I thought they'd win.
Second half.
The second half is where it started
getting
hairy.
Was it Brandon Flowers who was doing that John Wall Dougie dance when he was climbing the
after the game, yeah.
Oh,
that was
adrenaline entering my body.
That was awful. That was so bad.
I think I watched that with a buddy, a Louisville friend, who hated Cal.
Who was,
you know, because that was peak hate.
Peak
hate, okay?
Between that year and I would think the 2012 team was like the peak hatred of Calipari.
I mean, they went from Billy G to that. We're doing way back radio. I love
it. We are. It's great. Hey, it's June. What are you going to do?
It really is June.
We talked draft for an hour and a half.
I watched that West Virginia game in a sea of Kentucky fans.
Oh, I bet that
Where
was
were you?
I was at my cousin's house, and they're all Kentucky fans. They had all their Kentucky friends over.
You know what
there
also?
There must have been 25 people
Jack,
there, and I was the only
Jack
one.
Had his U of L.
Yeah, me and my grandpa were the only two people there that weren't Kentucky fans.
Oh. I mean, I do remember the other one was when Monk hits the three against North Carolina.
I watched that in my dorm room.
Yeah, and dude comes down. What's the bearded guy? Looks like Franklin.
What's his name?
Luke May.
Luke May comes down and drains that shot. The bar there in Lexington where they were going nuts.
Yeah.
And then 8 seconds later, Jack, they all went silent and that guy fell on the ground.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the women are going, what happened? And the bro dudes are crushed. That That's Viagra. It really is. Like, that video is like Blue Chew. It's like they should put that in a pill for, like, Louisville fans.
Yeah, only would keep them going forever.
And have Blake be the spokesperson.
Yeah.
I had to do that game. I was in the studio. And Process was the one running the run of the board. And I also, I fell to the ground. I fell to the ground because I was standing up watching it. And when Luke May hit the shot, I crumpled.
All the KSR guys were in front of me.
And then I had to do – in front of Process, yes. And then I had to do radio with Locke immediately after. And Locke was on remote. He wasn't in the studio. I had to do radio with Locke.
He was just
– oh, he was smug.
He was so happy.
He was like, oh, it's a shame. But you could I could just hear it in his voice how happy he was.
That's a shame.
He had to try to play up that, you know, like it was – like he had heart – feelings about it.
Here's what happened. I was at that game, but rewind. They beat UCLA.
Yes.
And he was all over Bryce Alford.
Oh, yeah.
And Steve Bryce Alford. Steve Alford. And you guys, BBN call, like, it's call after call going, hey, Locke,
it was all.
How about that? You guys were counting that final four.
It may have
no
been.
No doubt.
No, we were. And that show may have been the most calls we've
evil,
ever gotten.
Evil. It was evil.
Yeah.
It was every Kentucky fan.
And
it was great. And it was deserved.
And he was in the studio for that one.
Oh, yeah.
I had to watch his face.
Oh, that's
every time he's like, okay, we're going to take Joe's call now.
Because I was in Memphis for that. And by the way, the Memphis, Jack, I got to tell you this. The Memphis media area is the best I've ever been in.
Oh, ooh. Nice.
It's a good seat.
Are they hosting anytime soon again?
I don't know, but you get big, nice, comfortable chairs.
Ooh.
You know, the food's good.
Yeah.
And it's like there's a row, and then the next row, it's like staggered. It's like stair-stepped.
Right.
So you have a perfect view.
You know,
Jerry Eves' head's not in your way when you're trying to watch a little basketball.
Well, he's not going to be at the final.
But it was all the non-Matt Jones KSR people. Right below me.
2024, they got and first and second rounds.
Ryan Lemon almost collapsed. I thought they were going to win.
We all did. When Malik Monk hit that shot, we're like, yeah, we're going.
It's over.
We're doing. We're going. We're going to the Final Four, and we're going to win the championship. Like, I thought they were going to win the championship when Malik Monk hit that shot. Heart is horrible. Horrible. I did. I fell over.
Texas says it's common for swingers to watch games together, Sweeney. So you just, head in hands? While your wife's looking at you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Silence?
Just,
did you crush a heater?
No, I was cursing.
You were cursing?
I was cursing, yeah. I was, you know, dropping F-bombs, and why can't anyone hit a shot?
I bet she was scared.
No.
You were raging.
No,
I
wasn't raging.
You had alcohol.
I don't
raging.
No, I don't rage.
You rage occasionally.
Not around her, I don't.
You rage when people make fun of you on the text line.
That's very different. I'm not around my wife right now. I don't rage around her.
You don't rage around her?
No, she's never seen me like in a rage.
I don't like that. I feel like she needs to have seen you in a rage to know everything about you.
She does know everything about me.
Except for the rage.
She's just never seen it.
Like, that's the one thing me and Jack have seen that she hasn't from you.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. Now,
she's heard it all the time.
She's heard it before.
I have seen 100 times. Jack, you've seen 1,000 times. He has raged 1,100 times in front of you, and his wife has not seen one simple rage.
Raged 2 dozen times just this week.
Yeah.
She's heard it, but she's never seen it like me, like just get mad, like get that. She's heard me do radio in the house, and she's like, she'll pop her head in every once in a while and like look at me and shake her head and just walk back out.
Will TJD be the next local player taken? We discuss it next. All right, guys, the fitness market, stay in shape this summer, and it's hot, hot, hot outside. So bring that workout inside, start that home gym, or grow that home gym with our friends from the fitness market. Find them online two different ways. Check out their Facebook page, search the fitness market. They're always updating that. Or check them out online, thefitnessmarket.com, or give them a call, 882-2694. The best brands at the best prices, all the treadmills and ellipticals, exercise bikes, hundreds of e-bikes, rowing machines, weights, strength equipment. They got you covered. Plus, they always want me to add this. They got the gym where they have like that kind of like foam, that flooring. They can do that too. They can hook you up. It's who we trust here at ESPN Louisville. Plantside Drive, the other location, Westport Road, across from Springhurst, family-owned business. They're full right now. They have tons of equipment that they need to get to the public. 882-2694 or online, thefitnessmarket.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Good afternoon, I'm Jack Grossman, and this SportsCenter update is brought to you by Witch Witch. Witch Witch Superior Sandwiches. UK's Ty Washington heard his name called in the NBA draft last night.
With the 29th pick in the 2022 NBA draft, the Memphis Grizzlies select Ty Washington Jr. from the University of Kentucky.
And the Grizzlies just keep on winning.
Former Kentucky signee Shaedon Sharpe was drafted 7th to Portland. Counting Sharpe, John Calipari now has 33 first-round draft picks while at UK. Five-star guard Robert Dillingham will announce his college decision at 7 o'clock this evening. The guard will choose between Kentucky, Louisville, Auburn, and USC. Dillingham is rated as the top point guard in the class of 2023 in the 247 composite rankings. ACC Big Ten Challenge matchups were announced today. Louisville hosts Maryland as a part of the event. Indiana will host North Carolina. The challenge will take place on November 29th and 30th. And in baseball, the Reds dropped their 7th straight game yesterday, this time falling to the Dodgers 10-5. Since he heads west to face San Francisco tonight, coverage starts at 9:45 right here on ESPN 680 105.7. More of the take is next after the break. This is SportsCenter.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Sweeney left his ring at Feeder X.
Oh, man.
They got shut down.
Again?
And then they're, no, but like for good. And
it's
then,
closed?
And then supposedly they're trying to open up as like almost the exact same type of store.
And James Strebel.
So, I've been following this story, you know, from the outside for years. That place has been shut down. How many times in the last decade? I feel like it's shut down every other month, and they can't keep it closed. Like, I don't look. I don't, why do they?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
A reminder, big broadcast tonight. Reds and Giants, 9:45, right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. And then starting on Saturday, a little championship round, College World Series.
Oh.
Who's in the championship round? Is it it's Ole Miss?
Ole Miss and Oklahoma?
Is it Oklahoma? I think you may be right. Couple SEC schools.
Yeah.
I don't think you're right.
I'll put it this way. I have absolutely no clue.
Ole Miss.
I wouldn't know.
They haven't, like, lost yet, I don't think.
Is it Arkansas?
Might be Arkansas. I don't know.
Arkansas, Ole Miss?
I know Oklahoma was in there. Arkansas was in there. Texas A&M, they're out. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll find out eventually.
All I know is that Texas lost because they got all mad that everyone did horns down again.
Well, Arkansas, look at that. Better than Kentucky and football and baseball and basketball.
Football.
How about that?
Not football. Kentucky won more games than Arkansas.
How about? Well, I mean, this year, you know, strength of schedule, you know, the whole thing.
SOS.
You ever heard of that before?
Louisville fans, while their team was tanking last season, loved to bring up strength of schedule as they were losing. Trust me, I've heard all about Mark Blankenbaker educated me fully on strength of schedule as his team was losing almost every game.
That was the entire lead up to the game.
It was. Oh, strength of schedule. Kentucky's strength of schedule is as good as Louisville's. I'm going to owe Dan Issel and Mike Prater owe me $200.
Boy, you're limping. There's a little limp here.
No, there's no limp.
He was so good. He was so good in hour number one. Mixtape coming up in about 40, 45 minutes or so. Jack, we found some sound that we did not have yesterday.
Oh.
Jason Entz came in and does what he does. He hacked our computers.
Yeah.
Which is not very difficult.
He's hacking the brand new computers too.
Yeah. So hacked the brand new computers.
Oh, good.
And he found the sound. So was it saved under rummage and not Brian?
It was
Brian
saved
Hall?
Under rummage and not Brian. That was the mistake.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's 7 instead of 8. So just a slight exaggeration.
B. Hall's the star.
B. Hall's the star. It's B. Hall talking about Louisville first rounders, right?
Yes.
Two years ago. This is now 2 years old.
I can't wait.
This sound. I don't even remember it now. I feel like it's been so long since I've heard it.
I just can't wait to hear him name the players.
Me either.
I cannot wait.
So I just, let's go, Jack, please.
Steve, Brian,
we're
counting our current roster and all the signees. How many of them will wear an NBA uniform? Not a G League uniform, not will go pro, How many of the
It's an important distinction, by the way. It's
a very important distinction. That are assigned to play will wear an NBA roster.
Okay, I have pretty basic for me. David, Sam, Dre Davis, Trainer. Let me see. Mike James, Wheeler. I'll go there as guys.
If we get
seven
guys off this like list to go to the NBA, that'll be the most we've ever had. I forgot how Brian stole the sound.
At the end,
he did. I forgot that's how it went.
If we have seven.
Should that be, let me ask Jack this, should that be saved under Brian or under Rummage?
It's tough.
I think it's Rummage.
I think it needs to be saved under Rummage. I think he named all the Mitch players. Had it right.
Yeah,
he named all the players. I mean, come on, Rummage. Has David Johnson worn an NBA uniform yet? I'm serious.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think he has.
Okay,
I think he played in three games this year.
Okay.
That counts.
Okay, that counts. It does. I'm not poo-pooing it.
We can't poo-poo it. It's the rule.
Yeah, it's the rule. So, one.
The one that hurts me is the Dre Davis.
Oh, on Andy, he played
in two
Davis.
Games this year, David Johnson.
That counts. He's only a rookie. I mean, he's a bench NBA player.
Yeah.
So he's fighting his ass off. Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Good luck, David Johnson. There we go. Good luck. But I mean,
thank you, Ence.
What did Ence do now?
No, just thank you,
Ence. Oh, yes, thank you. Oh, yeah, he's texting us. Thank you, Jason. We appreciate you, your work.
What else were we going to do?
He wanted a shout out.
I want to get to our topic at the top of the 5 o'clock hour here in just a second. What was I going to get to?
We're
going to
still keep doing the IU stuff. IU of L, Bellarmine.
Yeah, well, I was going to do that at 5 o'clock.
Oh, we're going to do it at 5 o'clock?
Yeah, if that's okay.
That's fine with me.
Well, this is something I want to talk about next week, I think.
Next week? Okay.
Well, I'm just giving you a little preview, a little
Heads
show.
Up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you today brought up the fact that, you know, Louisville didn't have anyone in the NFL and NBA draft.
Right. Which is very funny.
Okay. And so also in that same vein, we have talked about what Louisville's doing in recruiting, which has been surprising, obviously.
Sure. Football-wise,
that has,
been. Well, actually, both have been surprising.
In different ways.
In different
ways. Yeah, but even Kenny Payne takes over, and there's excitement there, and they're going to get DJ. Like, I feel like their 2023 class is going to be fine. That's how I feel.
Okay.
I don't have any evidence of that. I have no evidence.
No.
That is a guess, and I think they get DJ Wagner, and then we can go from there. But if that doesn't happen, you know your boy will be here to make the appropriate analysis, okay? The data will have changed. And I'm watching the ACC Big Ten matchups come out.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Louisville, Maryland. Thank
you. Little Kevin Willard.
And, of course, there's...
K-Will versus KP.
Of course, it's Maryland with Kevin Willard. But they do those because, I mean, obviously, North Carolina is supposed to be really good, and so is Indiana. So
Everybody has to play somebody.
Who's Duke
Andy?
Playing? Who's Duke playing?
Ohio State.
Which is a good game.
So that obviously, if Louisville were number 7 in the country, that they would be playing, you know, if not Indiana, they would be playing Ohio State or
Michigan.
Marquee games.
They used to be.
And everything, Strieble, everything that we have done around here or talked about around here has been through the prism of they had to hit rock bottom.
They continue to hit rock bottom, though.
I don't agree with that. Here's what I mean. Football hit rock bottom. When the way that season ended, losing close games to me is a big symptom of a disease. That's not, it's 50-50, we lost. It's, you guys don't do the things you need to do to win.
You keep losing.
And it's consistent.
Yes.
Except for a lucky play against Central Florida, it's consistent. I don't need to tell you then you lose to Kentucky, and then the bowl game, and then a couple guys transfer, and let's not act like, I mean, it ain't Bobby Petrino, But it's pretty close to you're hitting rock bottom. You want Jeff Brohm, then the AD leaves. I mean, that was. I don't know if toxic. I mean, it's drama filled.
It was, yeah.
But it was ridiculousness last year to end the season. And we know about basketball. Chris Mack walks away. He can't recruit. He can't develop. He can't get a staff.
He can't win.
The Dino Gaudio stuff. Yeah, he can't win.
Use a tournament.
He quits on the team. He takes less money, and he leaves you also a little exposed potentially with the NCAA. Let's not act like that's not the case.
Right.
It may end up not hurting you about, but let's not act like Chris Mack didn't add something to the plate of the IARP last weekend. He did.
Yep.
He did.
Gave him a little fork on the way out.
I mean, he did.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, there is a skidding the bottom of the pool that's there. And when you play Maryland in the Big Ten, that just was something that kind of, you know, it kind of hit my... Because I want to talk about this week. We'll do it next week.
Sure.
Just through the prism of Kentucky hit rock bottom with Billy G. You see when coaches and regimes change that good programs, and Louisville is a good program.
Yeah.
Okay, great program, whatever, okay? When they hit rock, sometimes it is you need to hit rock bottom. I mean, Scott Satterfield needed desperation.
To get things turned around.
I do believe that. I don't believe that this was 2 or 3 years of building relationships, and that's why now you're getting 5 stars all over your roster. They did something different, and part of it was fueled by desperation.
Yeah.
Louisville basketball, desperation to get away from Chris Mack and what the program was becoming and to bring Kenny Payne home. It's better. Listen, I'm a New York Giants fan. They won games specifically to get Eli Manning to 500 in his career.
Yeah, it sunk their draft.
Beat the Miami Dolphins, and they did this like 3 years in a row. Yeah. Let's get the 5th pick or the 7th pick and not the 1st or 2nd pick.
Yeah.
The Knicks have done that. They did it last year. Leon Rose and World Wide West are selling Knicks fans. You weren't bad at the end of last year. Well, who the hell cares? You weren't a playoff team. Everyone makes the playoffs in the NBA.
Yeah. Like 16 teams or whatever.
You have to hit rock bottom. Billy G, rock bottom moment. Joker Phillips,
rock bottom.
Rock bottom moment.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
Chris Mack, rock bottom. Satterfield, if not rock bottom.
Close.
He knew that his ass was this close to being replaced by Jeff Brohm.
Yeah.
You got to do something, and boom. I want to talk more about that next week.
Absolutely.
But I don't know why I was like, I want to talk about that when I saw the Maryland matchup. Because, of course, it's a crap matchup.
It's terrible.
Yeah. It's just something that Louisville, you want them in one of those top games.
Yeah, you want to play Michigan. You want to play Ohio State.
Michigan State, Ohio State. If it ends up being in Indiana.
Hell, even Indiana's better than that.
Whatever it is,
yeah.
A matchup that matters on the schedule. Maryland. Kevin Willard.
I did find it funny. Ugh. Like, I was reading the tweet that had all the games. Like I was reading the tweet, and like Louisville fans were in the tweets. Watch out, Maryland. Back for more. Baja Bullies 2.0. You're going to get more of it. And I'm like, you guys.
So we'll have that game. Yeah. So we'll get them a little taste of Baja Bullies, but here in Louisville this time.
I like it, man.
Jack, give me one or two here before we take a break.
Steve, you don't like that.
No.
To be honest, Steve. Come on, buddy.
I've backed them more than anybody
100%
in this station.
Yes.
Jack, go ahead and give me the blank forgetting Louie's name.
Oh, you're going to be on with Maben on 93.9 The Ville. We'll have Issel and
Louie.
Louie Rabeau with Issel. I'm gonna make sure that I had that right on 680.
Oh, that's what it was. Let me make sure I have that right.
Jack, that's bad.
Louis is right there.
That's...
He ate pizza with Blake today.
That's...
That hurts. That's... Yeah.
That's Nails chalkboard.
Yeah. Oh, what's his name? And you hear Steve in the background.
Louie.
You're going to be on with Maven on 93.9 The
Ville. Listen to how far Rummage is away.
And... Louie. Louis. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Louis Rabeau with Issel. Let me make sure that I had that right. 680.
Had to make sure to get that right.
Jack, play it again. It's the when blank goes and at that moment
he didn't know his
at
name.
That moment he was sunk.
Yeah.
At that moment, Rummage moved far, far away from the bike. He should have left the room.
He should have just walked
Rummage,
out.
He should have just walked
just
out.
Get the pizza and
one
go.
More time and just it's go to break,
Louis.
Jack.
It's Louis.
You're gonna be on with Maben on 93.9 The Ville. We'll have Issel and God.
Louis.
Louis. Yeah. Louis Rabeau with Issel. We'll make sure that I had that right on 680.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.